How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Welcome to Like-Minded Friends, the podcast for people who have 20-minute commutes and like to listen to two homosexuals talking.
With Susie Ruffle and Tom Allen.
We are going to talk about nerves. That's and fear. That's what I have in my book.
Yes, today, this week we're talking about fear.
Yes. What are you scared of?
The dark.
You're scared of the dark? Yeah. What are you scared of happening in the dark?
Many things.
Many things. Do you sleep with the light on?
When I'm in a hotel, I have to leave a little light on somewhere.
Didn't you have an experience once when you were in a hotel with somebody who shall remain nameless, but they were so scared that they invited you to stay in their bed?
We were both so scared, and it wasn't in their bed. We were both so scared, and we ended up sharing a room because...
Oh, I see. It wasn't quite a salacious story that I hoped it was.
No, there was nothing salacious about it at all, but we were in a very old hotel.
Oh, very old.
Very, very old hotel that looked like the hotel from The Shining.
Yes.
And okay. It was snowing.
Were you on a mountain? Was it on an Indian burial site?
Wait a minute. I was in The Shining. No. yeah, and so this person, who shall remain nameless, and I were in this place. And we were both quite scared. And after a few text messages, we decided it would probably be wise if we shared a room because there was a spare bed.
Oh, my goodness. Could you hear things in the night or anything?
No, I think it was fine. I'm okay if I'm in a room with someone. It's like I'm not scared at home.
Sure.
But... I don't like being by myself in hotels.
Oh, really? See, I quite like it. But I suppose I often sleep with the television on. And that, or
Do
I sleep
you?
With the television and or the light. Yeah.
But you, nothing wakes you up, does it? Because you
no.
can sleep with...
I can sleep with curtains open, windows open.
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous.
I could sleep in a train station. If anything, paying for accommodation is a waste of money for me. I could sleep...
Would you have just as good a sleep on a train as you would in a bed?
It wouldn't be as good a quality sleep, but I would be able to sleep, yeah, easily, yeah. Particularly if there was like a seat next to me, of course, but yeah.
With someone in it.
If there was someone, oh, that would be lovely. I think there should be more of that.
Just someone to lean on.
I was on an aeroplane once with a rather large older lady, and I was travelling back from Australia, and so it's a long flight, and it was lovely that I fell asleep and just sort of cuddled in turn, like heavily cushioned shoulder.
Did she seem to mind?
No, I don't think so. I don't. I think she was probably asleep as well. I didn't put my arm around her. I just, you know,
you didn't like.
I
just kind of asked her to pop up her tray so you could put your head on her lap.
Yeah.
Should we share the blankies?
Yeah. Do you mind if I just cuddle up to you, madam? Yeah. She was a bit moany actually, but.
Well, yeah, probably because a stranger was cuddling her.
I am great on an aeroplane. I'm very chatty. I'm very good company. Oh, that's a terrible thing to be on an aeroplane, isn't it?
No, I think it's good sometimes.
Okay.
You know, if I'm in the right mood, someone chatty is quite good.
Yeah. Well, you get what you get. I mean, I just think it's quite nice sometimes to have somewhere nice to sleep.
Are you scared of flying?
No, not really. No, I don't think about it. People I know who are scared of flying, I completely empathise with, but I don't.
I can understand. I'm not hugely scared. I don't like it. I'm not someone that enjoys flying.
Really?
But I completely understand what people are like.
Do you take anything? Have you ever taken anything?
I've taken some strong...
From the doctor?
Yes, but they'd given it to me because of my bad back. I just sort of kept hold of some.
I got that once. I got that where I was scared of going to the dentist and my mum, it wasn't even me, went into the doctor's about something else. I don't know what. And she mentioned to our doctor, the family doctor... that I've got this fear of going to the dentist. He said, oh, I'll just prescribe him some Valium.
That's why I had Valium.
Valium? And so, but he prescribed him like 27. He said, oh, well, there's a couple of extra there so he can try it out in advance so we know how he's going to feel. I was only going in to have a wisdom tooth out, but I was very scared. And my dentist, who was lovely, was Dutch. And actually, I quite enjoyed being in his care. But, was he Dutch? I think he was. Anyway, he's moved away now. I think his girlfriend didn't like it. But... The thing
she
is...
She didn't like him being Dutch, or she didn't like...
She didn't like him being Dutch. Dutched. She didn't like him being Dutch. And no, they didn't live in Bromley. They lived in sort of further in, like Penge or somewhere. For some reason, she didn't like it there. I don't know why. And then, anyway, so I took the tablets and I was sort of all out of it and I loved it. But I had loads spare. It was great. You know, if I was worried about doing anything, just pop a Valium. I think it's Mother's Little Helper, isn't it, from the 50s?
Is that what it is?
I think so. I think as well it was quite psychosomatic. It just made me a bit sleepy, which, as previously discussed, I most of the time usually am. How did they make you feel?
Yeah, well, it was when we were flying to New Zealand. Mm. Just sort of a bit out of it, which is quite nice when you're...
Oh, yeah.
Because that flight is long.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too long. And we had a 6-hour stopover in Hong Kong.
Oh. Mm.
Not ideal.
Yeah, not long enough to go and see Hong Kong.
Oh, we couldn't leave the airport.
Oh, great.
Really, really perfect.
Really well planned.
So what are you scared of?
Oh, me? I am scared of... I don't really like the dark, but then sometimes I do like it. I don't like certain animals. I don't like fear of snakes, which apparently is very very phallic.
That's true.
That's what I was told. Very Freudian. So I don't like that. But I think as well, if I saw one, I'd probably be fine. But the fear of it is in my mind is worse.
What don't you like about them?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
Is it the way they move? Is it
the way they move? The way they look? The way they are? I mean, they're not famously known for being.
Friendly
as well. So maybe it's a sort of justified thing. But I don't like...
Yeah, those big ones are scary, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And people just like casually like ding them out over their arms and around their shoulders and stuff.
My parents have an excellent picture of me and my dad with like a big snake around.
Oh, my God.
The two of us. And I saw it once. I was like, oh, God, like it's kind of gross. Like I was like, you know, obviously it's in a zoo, which I don't really agree with now. I'm older. And I was like, what happened here? And Mum was like, oh, that was in... in this big zoo, we took you and your brother, and you and your dad sat down, and the snake sort of looked you quite menacingly in the eye. and apparently, I just poked a snake in the eye, and it sort of retrieved back, and then just started winking. See, and the handler had to come and take
fearless.
It.
Yeah. The handler had to take it away.
Yeah, because they were like, "Can you not poke our snake in the eye?
The animal in the eye, the wild, vicious, untamed animal in the eye." Oh my God!
But it was huge. It was like a python.
Oh God! I don't know how Britney Spears does it.
No.
I mean, give her credit for where credit's due.
Have I ever told you that as a child I was in Reptile Club?
No. What was that? Where did you have to go for that? Was that like Rolf's Cartoon Club?
I imagine it was very different given what we know about Rolf now. But yeah. No, it was after school and it was in like some little shack. Shack is too strong. It was in like a scout hut.
Oh, yes, scout hut. Yeah.
And it was full of the kind of people that would wear T-shirts with wolves on them.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Sure.
And because I really, really wanted an iguana or a gecko or something like that.
An iguana.
A mom and...
I want an iguana. I hope you said that.
I did. I want an iguana. And mum and dad were like, no, we've got a dog and a cat. We don't need an iguana. So I said, well, I'm going to go to Reptile Club anyway.
Well, I'm going to go to Reptile Club anyway.
And went to Reptile
Club. I'll show
Club.
You.
And went to Reptile Club. And it was full of quite odd people. Mm-hmm. But I did get to hold their reptiles.
Was it people like recovering from an obsession with reptiles? Was that...
Well, like AA.
Like AA. Hello, my name's Janine. And
I've got 17 geckos. No, but there were people that had huge snakes there.
Oh my God, they bring them in.
Yeah, because people just bring them in.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. I don't know what the club was for.
Oh my God, I would not have enjoyed. What was the club for?
I don't know.
To meet other people, because I think it's not
to meet like-minded friends.
Oh, like to make like-minded friends.
That Reptile Club. But when I told my girlfriend about Reptile Club, mm-hmm. she laughed in my face. For like, how are you surprised you didn't have many friends at school?
It is quite a geeky thing to do. And was it like all ages that went there?
Yeah, and like obviously there would be like young, quite odd men in their 20s.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Not horrible people. Very no. nice, I'm sure.
But maybe a bit awkward. Maybe a bit socially awkward.
Socially awkward, who decided to make friends with...
Reptiles.
Reptiles.
Oh, okay. And they'd all bring them in. I suppose it was just a way just to like let your reptiles hang out together.
Yes.
Make them sociable.
Maybe that was it. Yeah. I can't remember. Maybe there was like little sofas for the reptiles to sit on, little drinks out.
I surely hope so, yeah.
Like, some kettle crisps in bowls.
You can make friends.
You can make friends with the reptiles.
But you liked an iguana. Why do you like an iguana so much?
I don't know. I like their little faces.
Are the iguanas the ones that have the collar?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that the one that flares out like a dragon sort of collar?
Well, I think a couple of them have got those.
Oh, okay.
I think a gecko's got a collar as well.
Oh, are they warm to the touch?
They're kind. They're not roasting.
They're not
boiling up.
They're not boiling up. But I always imagine they'd be cold, but apparently they're not.
No, they're not. But they are cold-blooded, aren't they, like snakes?
Yeah, they're cold-blooded, yeah.
They're really hard to look after because you've got to like get one of those heated lights and a heated stone, which is exactly what my mum's issue with them. But people would bring in these humongous snakes.
Ooh, I wouldn't like it at all.
But you always hear, like once every couple of years, you'll hear a story, won't you? Like, oh, in Papua New Guinea, there was a family that had a snake that was 18 foot and they thought that it loved the children, but then it
ate the children. It's never a good story.
No, it never ends with... And they had a party.
Look at these adorable pictures of snakes. No one puts that on Facebook.
No.
No one.
Are you scared of spiders?
I don't like them.
Me neither.
I do not like them.
I'm quite scared of them.
Are you? Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I don't like how they run.
Okay.
That's my issue with them. I don't like that they've got bendy knees. That's my issue.
I don't like the fact that they've got knees.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And then when they run, I don't like that they scurry.
What would you prefer if they ambled?
I just think...
No, I don't mind that one. If anything, it's a...
I'd like them to be drunk.
A drunk one,
for
yeah.
Them to, like, sort of sway.
Oh, yeah, like but a like, giraffe.
Yes.
Graceful.
But they're
spider.
Always in a hurry, and I think, where are you going?
Where have you got to be in such a hurry?
Exactly.
You haven't got a job. They can only be running from something.
Or running...
Done.
Quite.
Or...
And my other issue with them is... between all... sort of science and zoologists will tell you otherwise that they're not sort of, they don't work in sort of teams.
Yeah.
Not, you know, they're not like group animals.
No, but whenever they're not pack animals.
But whenever I see one, I always think, where's the rest of your bastard friends?
Yeah, yeah. And I was always told as a kid, like, they're more scared of you than you are of them.
Bollocks.
I don't think they are. I don't think they are at all. I mean.
I think they know.
They know. Oh, yeah, one of them, I was in bed one evening. And I heard this light sort of thud on the pillow.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
And a spider dropped into my bed and scurried along.
Oh. How big? How big? How big?
Oh, like a palm size? No, maybe not a bit as big as a palm. That's probably right. Maybe like an okay, you know, if you put your index finger and thumb together, that sort of size.
See, we used to live in a house.
Did you?
Before we got our 10. And no, we used to live in a house in Portsmouth.
Clang.
That had like a church next to it, like a little country church next to it.
Oh, quite right.
And there was ivy all up the wall of one side of the house, you know. And so mum and dad had this sink in their bedroom. It was very popular at one point, wasn't it, to have a sink in a bedroom?
I think people did used to have sinks in the bedroom at one point. In the same way that people had teas maids as well.
Yeah, so mum and dad had a sink in the bedroom.
Mm.
And you couldn't drink from the tap. The water would come out like rusty.
Oh, yeah, rusty, yeah.
But, so it obviously wasn't plumbed in well.
No.
Dad probably got one of his mates to do it.
It might have been with the house. It's quite an old thing to have as well.
And that plug would always get spiders coming up it.
Oh, really? It was damned.
It was a damned. It was a damned plug.
Oh,
and
Christ.
Once mum was, I was talking to mum. She had a 90 on. I was probably in pajamas,
yeah.
And she was talking to me as she was making her bed. And she gave, you know, when you hold the end of the duvet
of
and you give it a shake before you make the bed. She shook it. A spider went up in the air, went down the top of her 90, past her boobs, fell onto the floor, and then was on its way somewhere.
Oh, then it was in a rush to go somewhere. That's terrifying. So they've been sleeping with it in the bed next to them.
Who knows?
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't imagine they sleep like people, do they? Don't wear.
I don't suppose they wear
a hat.
A sleeping cap. Yeah. Ooh, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't like that.
So, yeah, I think that's the thing. In the dark, I'm scared of... Like, there could be spiders there. There could be...
What might be there.
Ghosts.
Ghosts. Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, I don't think so.
Really? You don't think so?
Well, like, no, I don't think so.
Well, everybody could be a ghost, couldn't they? You know, when you walk through an old building or something?
Yeah.
They could all be ghosts. You don't question it. It's unlikely.
It seems unlikely. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, then, you know, in the full light of day, like today,
yeah.
I have to go, no, there's no such thing as ghosts. And then, you know, if it was dark. I remember doing a gig late at night at the Natural History Museum.
Oh, God, one of the dinosaurs come to life?
And one of the dinosaurs came to life.
How exciting.
It was like Jumanji. Night at the Museum, I realise, is a more current reference, but
far more
I'm
current,
nothing
but...
if not nostalgic. And no, I remember walking around. They on the way out, they showed me out through the basement, and they were telling stories about how, like, once he said, once there was a man came up to the, there was like a glass door. So a man came up to the glass door, was banging on it. And when I got to the door, he'd gone. I mean, he might have just gone.
Yeah, he might have just gone. No one's
here. But, you know, you can just, you know, there's something about being in the dark.
Oh, I'd find that very scary because the Natural History Museum is full of odd things, isn't it?
Perfect place to be.
We went there one day, didn't we? And there were all those, there's those, like, weird things in jars.
Oh, yes, we did go and see that. All the Darwinian specimens.
Yes.
Yeah, around the back. People don't know about that. It's very, very...
it's really like, eerie. Like,
very Victorian, isn't it? Very.
Yeah, be like, oh, that's a...
Yeah.
Well, what did they have? They had like pheasants and stuff that had been like pickled.
All manner of things in pickles. Delicious, I imagine.
Fish and chips. And a pickled weasel. Thank you so much.
What's things like weasels as well? Yes, please. I keep asking for gherkins in fish and chip shops and they frequently don't have them. That's another fear of mine.
Running
out of gherkins, yeah.
Well, you know, it's important to have a wide range of fears from the large to the small.
Yeah, I'm almost constantly scared. But I do like gherkins. Sorry.
Ghosts.
Have you ever? So you've never seen one?
I don't think so. No, like, you sometimes wonder, don't you? Like, oh, did something just move? Did I miss that? Was that?
Yeah.
See, I'm bad. So we spend so much time, well, not so much time, but occasionally in hotels.
Yeah.
And I do get quite scared.
What, even in like a Premier Inn?
No, not in a Premier Inn.
No, because there's nothing scary about them.
No, unless they're on ancient burial sites, which I assume they're not.
I think very rarely.
Leeds Premier Inn has been.
The Harrogate Services Premier Inn, if there is such a place. I don't think it was owned by... I don't think it used to be managed by a caretaker who committed some terrible murder.
But theatres?
Apparently every theatre has a ghost.
They say that, don't they? And there are always stories like, oh, she was meant to be on the stage, but she had to just be a cleaner. And then one day she fell off the gods onto the stools and she died. She's haunted the stage ever since.
What a terrible way to spend eternity. Yeah, I mean, I've seen some people in theatres who I think should be ghosts, but that's a separate...
You know, there's a story of the Drury Lane Theatre in the West End.
What?
So the Drury Lane Theatre in the West End, if you're not aware, it's huge, it's beautiful.
Theatre Royal Drury Lane.
It's where Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is.
It's where Shakespeare's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory
And the Chocolate Factory is currently playing. And they've had, obviously, heaps and heaps and heaps of shows there.
Heaps.
And there's apparently a man in grey...
Yes.
That stands, who's a ghost.
Oh.
It's important that I mention those because otherwise that's just a man in a grey suit. A man in grey who looks quite old, apparently, who stands in the royal box.
Oh.
And apparently he stands, if you see him on opening night, it's an omen for a great run.
Oh.
So everyone's hoping for him.
Oh, wow. That is scary. I love little ghost stories. And like I've seen them on Facebook, people have been putting up those like short ghost stories. Have you seen
those? Oh, yeah, like two-line ghost stories.
Two-line ghost stories. They're good.
They're very good.
I woke up from a very pleasant dream to the sound of, by the sound of nails being hammered. The sound of hammering. I could barely hear the dirt falling on top of the coffin over my screams.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Really, really, like, really cutting. That one's really stayed with me. I often fall asleep listening to ghost stories, though, bizarrely, even though I'm scared of the ghosts instead of the dark. Yeah. I like Vincent Price ones. The Price of Fear is one of his wonderful radio serials. And I think as well, because it's brought to you through his voice, you find it acceptable.
Yeah. Is there anything you would do, other than snakes, is there anything that sort of, is there anything that you're scared of? Or is there anything that you would do to combat your fear of snakes? I've given you two questions.
You can have aversion therapy to snakes. But I think it's a different sort of fear, isn't it, with something like a snake? It's not a Halloween sort of fear. It's not a sort of ghost. It's not a sort of chilling fear. It's just a instinctive, animalistic fear I have.
Yeah.
But no, I'm a bit...
I tell you one thing I don't like with Halloween, being that Halloween is this week.
Mm.
I dislike people covering their faces.
I have a friend who does that, who does not like that.
Oh, yeah. Not from the
who loves that. Who prefers it when people cover their face.
Who wears a mask at all times.
She insists all of us wear masks whenever we go around. A lot of people find that. I think that's something about childhood, isn't it, that we read... I've read something about this. We read faces before we understand language. So we read our parents' faces, for example, quite early on to sort of understand the world, to understand if there's something to be scared of or not.
Right.
And so the idea of that being covered or changed is very scary to us because then we can't...
But I would...
I think something like that. I should have probably researched that.
Well, no, I think that's quite interesting.
I mean, I can't be an expert on everything, can I?
No, you
can't. I can talk to you about a Premier Inn
Sorry. And gherkins.
Gherkins. I mean, what do you want?
I think that the... I particularly dislike the masks that have no expression.
You know, like... they're the worst.
Michael in Halloween.
Yeah, rather than the Jim Carrey mask. The film The Mask.
No, yeah, rather than that sort of thing.
Or the film Mask with Cher.
Any of these ones.
Any of those ones, yeah.
Or like a clown's mask.
A clown.
A lot of people are scared of clowns, though.
A lot of people, I'm not that bothered by clowns, but apparently a lot of people, they have an experience as children where a clown like thinks it's being really funny and just creeps up on them. Yeah. And they are horrified for the rest of their lives.
Because I find clowns quite sad characters rather than scary.
It's because we've met so many of them.
Okay. That might well be true.
The tears of a clown. I don't really find, especially something about that gothic idea of the circus.
Yeah.
And kind of, I don't know. And this idea of a clown, like, why are they happy all the time? Why? Like, there must be some sadness they're trying to cover up. What are they hiding?
It's all very scary.
Have you ever experienced people with masks?
No, not really. Like, at Halloween, I'll be like, ugh.
The Blue Man Group, have you seen that?
No.
Very scary, you'd find it, because they've all got their faces covered.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I was at the theatre, I'd be like, fine with that. I just think that if someone jumped out on me,
oh my god,
I jump quite easily and I scream quite easily.
Me too. I'm a big screamer.
Yeah,
it's been remarked.
I can imagine
in certain circles. Yes,
and if someone jumped out on me wearing a mask, oh, I would find that scarier.
Yeah, how would you react? Because your body would be like, "What's going on?"
It's fight or flight, isn't it?
Mm. Yes.
I don't know. Probably run.
Yeah, I often wonder what would I do. Would I punch them? I don't know.
That's what I think. I think would I just punch them right in the face?
Some lovely clown, punch them in the face. Oh, no. Then they would have a sad face.
Yeah.
To match their painted on sad face. They wouldn't, actually. I don't punch really. Well, I've never punched anyone.
Neither
have I. Have I? No, I've never punched anyone, I don't think. Yeah.
Well,
maybe this Halloween.
Maybe we'll be punching people.
Maybe we'll be punching people. I think I wouldn't... Yeah, it doesn't really bother me unless I think about it. Unless if you see something like The Woman in Black. Have you seen that show?
Oh, yeah, that's really scary.
So that thing with her face, that you can't really see her face. You never really... You just see those piercing eyes.
Yes, and then the rocking chair rocking.
So scary.
I had a friend once who was in that.
Did you?
Yeah. I say friend. He taught me acting. But he was in that. Friend's probably too strong, if I'm honest. But he was in that for many years. And we all went to see the show. And he said to me, and afterwards we were chatting, and someone remarked, they said, oh God, it's a real pity for the girl. You know, she has no lines, and at the end, she doesn't even get a curtain call.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, what girl?
Oh, yeah. I think there's all lots of things like that. Yeah.
We finished watching the show. We know that there's a girl playing the ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, which I loved. I loved that he kept up the.
Yeah, I like it when it's like the game of it. Yeah, Ghost Stories was a bit like that as well. God,
oh,
screamed so
God,
much,
Ghost Stories.
It was like, and had that sort of profound terror. Well, we can't spoil it, I suppose, but it has a sort of... Well,
if you don't know, Ghost Stories is a show that was in the West End that was written by one of the guys from the League of Gentlemen, wasn't it?
I think Jeremy Dyson, yeah, and Andy Nyman were.
I think it's finished now, but if it ever comes back, go and see it. It's so scary and brilliant.
Yeah. It is very scary. Yeah, and just the sort of... It has a sort of... twist at the end. Oh, it's so good, but so scary. I think there's a thing that we like to be scared as well. Do you like to be scared?
Oh, yeah, I find it quite thrilling.
Mm, yeah, me too.
Because I hate horror films, and yet I'll quite happily go and see one.
Oh, yeah, the jumpiness. I think it's that feeling like, when's it going to happen? Is it going to happen now? No, okay, it's going to happen now. No, it's going to... Now? Now? Is it now? Oh, God!
I had such an experience like that. There's two films out there, sort of a... The first one was called The Conjuring.
Oh.
Which was quite scary.
Yeah.
It's about a house, and then you sort of realise in the end that it's a doll that's possessed. That was quite scary.
Oh.
Then they had a second one came out, but it was a prequel, and it was about how the doll got possessed, and it was just called Annabelle. And I was so scared halfway through the film. First of all, I asked my girlfriend if we could leave.
Oh, really?
And she said no.
We've paid our money.
Because we paid... Because pictures are so expensive. 24 quid.
Really? 12 quid a go?
12 quid a go. It's ever so dear to go to the pictures. Yeah. So I had to watch just one small corner of the screen for the whole film. Because I was terrified.
Oh.
And then people were like, did you have a nice time? Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Loved it.
When can we go back? Yeah, why is that?
Who knows?
We love it, don't we?
Well, if you're doing anything for Halloween, I hope that it's...
Involving masks.
And scary in a good way.
Yeah.
And Tom, I hope you don't see anyone dressed as a snake.
If I saw someone dressed as a snake, I would find that hilarious. Unless they'd been eaten by a snake, and that's why they were dressed as one. But
so it was a real snake.
It was a real snake that was that the person was wearing and also dead. Then I wouldn't like that. But if a person dressed up as a snake, then I think that was hilarious.
Okay, well, good to know.
Good to know.
Good to know.
See where we are. But well, I hope, Susie, you don't get too scared by people in masks.
No, and, I hope not.
And feel the fear, do it anyway.
Feel the fear and do it anyway. Are you going to a Halloween party?
Do what? No, I think I'm working somewhere.
Oh.
Always working. Are you?
I'm going to one, yeah. I've booked the night off because my friends and I love to go.
Oh, what are you going to do? Trick-or-treating?
No. We just have a party. Last year, the girlfriend and I went as the twins from The Shining.
Great. Yes, you did. That was a great... Gosh, that was a year ago.
Yeah. This year we're going as Chucky and the Bride of Chucky.
Good choices.
Great choices.
Last year I went to see Sharon Needles at from RuPaul's
Drag Race. So did
Douglas.
I.
Yeah.
I went with you.
So that's what I was thinking. Why did you go? Oh, that was a party you went to the following day?
Yeah.
Oh, you make it into a real festival, don't you?
The festival of...
Of Halloween.
All Halloween.
All Hallows Eve.
Well, I hope that you haven't found this podcast too scary.
I doubt. I mean... If you have, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, maybe go and see a doctor.
Get some Valium.
It's great. God, love the stuff. Oh. This podcast has been sponsored by Valium. Join us again on Like-Minded Friends.
Yes, thank you so much. Goodbye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I having fun now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.